Missing You. Written by Louise Douglas. Read by Julia Franklin. Chapter 1. Sean walks the short distance from his car to the front door, his keys in one hand, a wrap of flowers in the other. His steps are measured, but adrenaline is hurtling through his arteries. Belle, in her yellow sundress and slingbacks, is standing in the shade of the hall, sunglasses holding back her hair, her arms tanned, a silver bangle on her wrist. Her body makes a barrier between him and his home, and he knows from the set of her shoulders what she's going to say. They've been careering towards this moment for weeks.
"Don't," he says. "Not today, Belle. Not on such a beautiful day."
"I can't do this anymore," she says. "I can't keep living like this." The engine of his car is ticking, the smells of hot metal and scorched rubber from the tyres drifting towards him. Sweat chills the hollow between the parallel swells of muscle on his back. He licks his lips to draw saliva.
"Please," he says. "Please, Belle."
"I'm sorry, Sean," she says, "but you have to go." Her eyes drift from his face and down to the left. He follows her gaze and sees the bulging suitcase by the radiator. And beside that, an assortment of bags, his guitar and his CDs, stacked carelessly in a cardboard box marked Virgin Wines. The paperback that he left face down beside the spare bed this morning has been jammed into the pocket of his sports bag. Everything that obviously belongs to him is piled in the hall.
"You can come back and collect the rest when you're ready," she says.
The hand holding the flowers drops to his side. The cellophane crackles, and two petals fall at his feet. Sean slips the keys into his pocket.
"Belle," he says, raising his free hand, pleading.
He touches her gently on her bare arm. Her skin is sun warm. She takes a small step backwards, and his hand falls away. She rubs the place between her elbow and her shoulder where his fingers touched her, and she frowns and shakes her head.
"I'm worn out," she says. "Please, Sean, no more talking. Just go."
He passes her the flowers. She sets them down on the telephone shelf without looking at them. They are roses the colour of milk.
"I need to see Amy."
"She's in bed."
"I have to say goodbye."
"It'll just make it harder for you, Sean. Don't."
But Belle steps aside. Sean passes her. He runs up the stairs, oblivious to the polished mahogany banisters, the cream carpet, Belle's beautiful framed photographs of urban sunsets. And he goes into Amy's room. He leans against the wall with his head tipped back and presses his fists against his temples, trying to calm his heart. The blue curtains, patterned with stars and moons, keep out most of the light, and the room is warm, scented by talcum powder, wax crayons and sherbet. Sean bats the butterfly mobile that hangs from the ceiling. The paper insects bob and weave.
"Christ," he says under his breath. "Oh, Jesus Christ."
"Daddy?"
Amy is spread out like a starfish on top of her bed covers. She's wearing a pale green nightie. Her hair is stuck to her forehead, and Sean can just make out a red mark on the bridge of her nose, where she's been rubbing it with her finger. He tries to make his face normal.
"I just came to say night-night."
Amy yawns, a little cat yawn. She smiles up at him sleepily.
"Can we have a puppy, Daddy?"
"Hmm," he says, "one day."
"I'd prefer a girl puppy. I think we should call her Polly."
Sean tries to reply, but his mouth is dry as sand.
"I'll look after her," says Amy. "She can sleep in a basket under my bed."
He closes his eyes. He feels the weight of himself against the wall.
"Then when I wake up in the night, I can put my hand down and she'll be there."
Amy drops one arm over the side of the bed to demonstrate. Sean rubs his mouth with the flat of his hand. Thoughts are chasing through his mind. There must be a way out of this. There has to be another way. He has to think straight.
"Ooh!"
Amy laughs and pulls her hand back up.